It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. We got an email from a listener considering whether to renew her contract with T-Mobile. She knows that AT&T is trying to buy T-Mobile, and she doesn't want to end up being an AT&T customer. Recent events make it look less likely that she will be. AT&T withdrew its application for approval with the Federal Communications Commission after the FCC called for more hearings on the subject. Instead, it'll concentrate on fighting the Justice Department's suit to stop the deal. That trial's in February. AT&T also says it's setting aside the $4 billion it would need to pay T-Mobile's parent company if the deal fails. Kevin Werbach of the Wharton School is sticking a fork in this one.
Well, the deal's dead because the deal has to be reviewed. Any major merger gets reviewed by the Justice Department, and the telecom deal also gets reviewed by the FCC. It's not the norm for the Justice Department to challenge a deal. Most of the time, even with significant mergers like Comcast and NBC or Google, some of the recent acquisitions it did with DoubleClick and ITA, the Justice Department or the FCC put conditions on the merger but then allowed them to go through. So for the Justice Department to stand up and try to block it, while that's not definitive, usually that leads the deal to be abandoned.
So the trial against the Justice Department would likely be AT&T's last chance to take over T-Mobile. But that's still a chance. Gus Hurwitz is a former Justice Department attorney in the antitrust division.
The parties are right now going through a very substantial and pretty contentious pretrial motion phase where they're in discussions with the judge over how many witnesses each side will be able to present, the timing of the trial, and other details like that. And it looks as though both sides are really fighting it out. So this could be a really tough trial.
It'll all come down to competition, says Werbach.
This is the fundamental question with the merger. How competitive is the wireless market today, and how sustainable is it? One of the arguments that AT&T and its supporters made for the deal was that T-Mobile is not sustainable as a competitor anyway, so this kind of consolidation of the market is going to happen one way or another. That's an open question now. If the deal doesn't go through or if some other approach needs to be taken, then we'll see to what extent T-Mobile morphs into something else or some other potential acquirer gets involved in the mix. Deutsche Telekom, which is the German company that's the owner of T-Mobile, has already said they intend to get out of the market.
So if you sign up with T-Mobile, your bill might not end up saying AT&T, but it might not say T-Mobile either. Time to report the findings.
According to a recent study,
some guys in Michigan plan to turn beetles into cyborgs. No, not Paul and Ringo beetles, although that is a vivid image. I mean bugs. University of Michigan researchers have found a way to harness energy produced by beetles to power equipment that they would then strap to those beetles with tiny backpacks. Tiny backpacks! The idea is to then implant neural electrodes and add communications gear, microphones, and other equipment. Then the beetles are under your command, and this cyborg beetle army could be used for search and rescue or surveillance missions. So all that remains now is when to make the movie about the cyborg beetle army falling into the wrong hands. Today's According to a Recent Study theme was provided by Darren Solomon. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.